With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
To the gaming world now, and there's news of a huge rift in the world of video games because EA Sports, who made the first ever FIFA football game back in the dizzy days of 1993, have announced that they will no longer be licensing the FIFA name. Chris Barrow from the Naked Gaming podcast has been finding out why and what the consequences could be.
After working together for nearly 30 years, EA and FIFA have called time on their business relationship. The video game publisher Electronic Arts, or EA, says it's going to stop making FIFA-branded football titles. The FIFA games represent one of the most profitable brands in gaming history, but the cost of renewing the license was one of the reasons that EA decided to ditch the partnership. FIFA apparently more than doubled the cost of the license they were looking for to a rumoured $1 billion per four-year World Cup cycle. But it's not just the money. EA were also keen to explore other avenues using the FIFA license, such as video game tournaments and digital products like NFTs or non-fungible tokens. Now, though, it's game over. EA will continue to make football games. The release of FIFA 23, though, will be the last collaboration between the two companies. For the publisher, their next series of games will be released under a new banner, EA Sports FC. FIFA, for their part, will look to work with lots of different developers on lots of different types of games, not just football simulation, as it's called. In a very long statement on their website, FIFA president Gianni Infantino said, "I can assure you that the only authentic, real game that has the FIFA name will be the best one available for gamers and football fans. The FIFA name is the only global original title. FIFA 23, 24, 25 and 26 and so on. The constant is the FIFA name, and it will remain forever and remain the best." So, what does this really mean for fans of the series? Well, EA's hoping that you won't be tempted by the actual name FIFA. They're promising that you can have access to the same players, the same clubs, stadiums, and the leagues that you've come to know and love. They've already revealed that they've signed agreements with the world's top clubs and leagues. That includes the Premier League, the Bundesliga, La Liga and UEFA. So they have all the team licenses. And on social media, the world's top football clubs have already revealed their support for EA Sports FC. The winner of this new rivalry will ultimately be decided in sales. Now that's a match we'll all be tuning in for.
Chris Barrow, and for more gaming analysis, do check out the Naked Gaming podcast.